Here's a thought I'll title A Catalog of Your Work. And in particular, I mean putting together a catalog of essentially everything you've done that you think is terrific and you want to pass on or make available to people, particularly if you're at the end of your career, sort of a major retrospective. This is what I've done. Well, a friend of mine called the other day, and he's doing exactly that. He's a couple of years older than I am, so I understand the motivations to do it, and it seemed like a pretty good idea. So we were chatting about it. Turns out, for him, it's going to be a massive project because he's got some 2,500 finished images that he's going to include in the catalog. Logistically, that's a huge project. But he's enthusiastic about it, and it sort of whipped up my enthusiasm for it. So I started thinking about doing a similar kind of project and catalog for my own work. But then I found myself asking, who would ever see it? Why would I want to put together a catalog of everything I've done when everything I've done is, more or less, at least the things I'm proud of, are already out there in the world? If I were to put together a major catalog of my entire life's accomplishment in photography, who would ever want to look at it, and why? And yes, it might make a historic document, and something that my family and my heirs might really appreciate. But then again, will they appreciate a complete catalog of thousands of images, perhaps, more than they would just the work I've done? Which then got me thinking about the time that I have left in photography, hopefully a long time, but one never knows. Do I want to spend that time assembling a giant catalog of everything I've done in my life that I want to preserve, or would I rather spend the time that I have left out doing more work? For me, that was an obvious answer. I'm still young enough, thankfully, and healthy enough, especially thankful for that I'm not done with my career. I'm still in my productive years. So any time that I would spend assembling a major catalog of my work would be time that I wouldn't spend out doing more work, either out photographing or publishing more issues of Kokoro or whatever the case may be, chapbooks, folios, individual prints. I'd rather be doing that than assembling a catalog. There is, however, perhaps a middle ground in this idea, which came to me a number of years ago when my friend Joe Lipka published something he called 50 at 50. He assembled 50 of his best images at his 50th birthday and published them as a PDF, which was distributed on a CD, as I recall. And I remember thinking, that's a good idea. I should do that, which I didn't get around to until I was 66 years old. So I did a project called 66 at 66. That's kind of a recap. It's a little bit of an assembly of my best photographs. And it was a lot of fun to do and relatively easy. And I published it as a special issue of Kokoro. And great. Now, it's not a catalog. It doesn't show everything I've ever done. But if you've had a productive life in photography, as I have for, in my case, 50 years, but for many of you, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, that's a lot of work. And putting it together into one lump product, PDF or something, just seems to me to be so cumbersome, so overwhelming, so impossible for anybody to want to view. But doing, if you're 70 years old, 70 at 70, or like I was, 66 at 66, or if you're 80 at 80, that project feels comfortable for me. I can see where people would want to review your career and look at your best 80 photographs when you're 80 years old. That, to me, seems like a celebration rather than an exhaustive listing. And I'm not sure that an exhaustive listing has substantially more virtues than a kind of celebration of your favorites. There may be reasons I haven't thought of yet to put together a complete catalog of work. I just know that doing so is a huge commitment of time and energy, and especially when compared to the amount of time and energy it takes to do 70 at 70 or 80 at 80 or another kind of recap that's more akin to a monograph than it is to some sort of attempt to be a complete catalog of everything you've done. Matter of fact, 60 at 60 or 70 at 70 or whatever can be a pretty comfortable print-on-demand book, too. And if you're going to leave something for your heirs, doesn't it seem more reasonable that they would be likely to want to go through a book of 70 or 80 of your best images rather than a catalog of your 2,500 favorites? The exception to this, of course, is if you are somehow a very famous and collectible photographer. There might be a reason to put together a catalog of everything you've done for reference purposes, as some sort of provenance, for historians to study. But I don't know about you, I'm not all that concerned about historians studying my work. So the time and energy it would take to put together an exhaustive catalog like that just doesn't appeal to me, because I have such a difficult time imagining that anybody would find such an exhaustive catalog useful, desirable, or that they would want to spend any time with it. But a more reasonable collection of my favorites, that I can see might have some legs.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.